Okay, if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little piece of cloth to use as a
sample.
And if somebody sees a dress that she likes, she might say, that's a very
one I want.
Okay, and what would you put in front of dress? If somebody's wearing it, you might say, that's a very what dress?
Kind of dress.
Okay, and just to say that it's becoming to her or it looks nice, you might say, Susie's dress was
yellow.
Okay, but I want to use a word that means it's attractive. It was very
beautiful.
Or
pretty.
Okay. And what do you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
How's that?
Apron.
Okay, to sign your name in ink, you use a
ink pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a
safety pin.
Okay, and soup usually comes in a what kind of can?
Comes in what kind of can?
Yeah, what kind of metal is it usually made?
Oh, tin can.
Okay. And what do you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
Coat.
And if you're telling somebody that you like the buttons, you might say, that jacket really has fancy buttons.
They are very pretty.
Okay. How would you say, on the front of it, that jacket has fancy buttons.
Down the front.
Okay. Sometimes between his coat and shirt, a man may wear part of his suit.
Vest.
Okay. And a man wears, over his legs, he wears
leggings or boots.
Okay, but just these for a man. Women wear them too now.
Oh, pants.
Okay. And what about that whole outfit that men used to wear on the farm? It had a bib like up here.
Overalls.
Okay. And if you go outdoors in the wintertime, somebody runs after you and brings your coat to you, he might say to you, here I've
brought your coat.
Okay. And if somebody says, who brought your coat? You'd say, well, John
brought it to me.
Okay, and if somebody, if you had to send back for it, you might tell a child, please
bring my coat.
Okay, and you might say to somebody, look at that child, he's grown so much, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
was just right.
Okay, it what perfectly?
It perfect.
Okay, how's that? It
fitted perfect.
Okay, a lot of if I'm talking at the same time you're talking, I'll ask you to say it over
again. Yes, ma'am.
If your old clothes, a man now, if his old clothes were worn out, you might say, well, you just have to go buy a
new pair.
Okay, but if it's the old outfit and you
suit.
And what?
A new suit.
Okay. And if you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them what?
Bulky.
Okay. Or bulge?
Yes.
How's that?
Bulky.
Okay. Or it, would you ever say just bulge or bulge?
Yes, sir.
How would you say that word?
Well, I believe I said B-U-L-K-E-Y.
Okay. Would you pronounce the pockets? Look how the pockets
are bulged out.
How?
Bulged out.
Okay. And the shirt I washed yesterday got smaller, and so it did what? It
shrunk.
Okay, and I hope it seems that everyone I have washed has
shrunken.
Okay, and I hope the one that I'm going to wash now won't
shrink.
Okay, and what does a woman wear around her wrist besides a watch?
Bracelet.
What's it?
Bracelet.
Okay, and what do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on the bed is the
bedspread.
And the part up at the top that you put your head on is a
pillow.
And that long one that used to go all the way across?
Bolster.
And what else do you put on a bed for warmth?